Another day, another corporate earnings restatement. That's almost the way it's starting to feel, and today was no exception. Xerox announced that it is restating its revenues and profits, and once again, the amounts are in the billions.
Xerox's accounting problems are not brand new. The Securities and Exchange Commission fined the company a record amount earlier this year after concluding that Xerox had overstated its profits by $1.5 billion. Today, as NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the company released a new audit that shows the SEC had it about right.
The methods may be different than the ones used at Enron and WorldCom, but by applying a variety of what the SEC calls undisclosed accounting maneuvers, Xerox Corporation was able to keep its true situation from investors for nearly 5 years. Back in April, the SEC said Xerox had been prematurely booking revenue, a practice that allowed the company to artificially boost its profits. In a statement, Xerox says overall, the restatement announced today reduces revenue and profit for the years from 1997 through 1999, but increases revenues and profits for 2000 and 2001. The result actually improves the company's financial picture for the current year. But Xerox is not out of the woods.
The stock has dropped quite a bit over the last couple of years, and so these restatements and the investigations are really somewhat late in the game.
Sean Egan of Egan Jones Ratings says there are fundamental problems at Xerox, particularly in covering payments on its nearly $18 billion of debt.
The real problem is that they have to pay out a lot more money than they're earning, and there's no prospect for them to earn significantly more money over the next couple of years, and they're running out of sources to fund the gap.
Xerox has been plagued by declining sales because of increased competition, especially from Japanese firms, a slow economy, and management overhauls. 3 years ago, stock in Xerox was $60 a share. Today, a share in Xerox is worth about $7. In its statement, Xerox says the new audit closes a difficult chapter in the company's history. But there isn't any clear sense that the next chapter is going to be any easier. Jackie Northam, NPR News.